And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. Y saliendo él de la barca, enseguida le salió al encuentro de los sepulcros un hombre con un espíritu inmundo, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, que tenía su morada entre los sepulcros, y nadie le podía atar ni aun con cadenas. But he had often been bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. Porque muchas veces había sido atado con grillos y cadenas, mas las cadenas habían sido hechas pedazos por él y desmenuzados los grillos, y nadie le podía tomar. And always, day and night, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. Y siempre de día y de noche andaba en los montes y en los sepulcros, dando voces y hiriéndose con piedras. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. Y cuando vio a Jesús de lejos, corrió y le adoró. And he cried with a loud voice and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. Y clamando a gran voz dijo, ¿Qué tengo contigo, Jesús, Hijo de Dios Altísimo? Te conjuro por Dios que no me atormentes. And he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit, porque le decía, Sal de este hombre, espíritu inmundo. And he said asked unto him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. Y le preguntó, ¿Cómo te llamas? Y respondió, diciendo, Legión me llamo, porque somos muchos. And they besought him that he would not send them away out of the country. Y le rogaba mucho que no los enviase fuera de aquella provincia. They were in the mountains, a great herd of swine feeding. Estaba allí cerca del monte un hato grande de puercos paciendo. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. Y le rogaron todos los demonios, diciendo, Envíanos a los puercos para que entremos en ellos. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down into a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000, and they were choked in the sea. Y luego Jesús se los permitió, y saliendo aquellos espíritus inmundos, entraron en los puercos, los cuales eran como 2,000, y el hato se precipitó al mar por un despeñadero, y en el mar se ahogaron. They that fed the wine sweat. They that fed the wine. Somebody else say it for me. Fed the swine fled, and told it in the city and in the country, and they that went out and see that which was done.
Y los que apacentaban los puercos huyeron y dieron aviso en la ciudad y en los campos y salieron para ver qué era aquello que había acontecido.
And they came to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and with his right mind. They were afraid. Y
vinieron a Jesús y vieron al que había sido poseído del demonio y había tenido la legión sentado, vestido y en su juicio cabal. Y tuvieron miedo.
And they saw it, told them, that how it befell to him that possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine.
Y los que lo habían visto los contaron como le había acontecido al que había tenido el demonio, y lo de los puercos. Fíjense bien, hermanos, aquí. Y comenzaron a rogarle que se fuera de sus contornos.
Look at this verse here. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coasts. Amen. You may be seated. I'm going to read some more verses here, but I think you've stood long enough.
Creo que han estado parados por suficiente tiempo.
La historia sigue, hermanos, y dice, y entrando él en la barca, el que había estado poseído del demonio le rogaba que le dejase estar con él, mas Jesús no se lo permitió, sino que le dijo, vete a tu casa a los tuyos y cuéntales cuán grandes cosas el Señor ha hecho contigo, cómo ha tenido misericordia de ti. Yéndose comenzó a publicar en Decápolos cuán grandes cosas Jesús había hecho con él, y todos se maravillaban.
The one who was demon possessed wanted to go with Jesus, but Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, Go,
Tell everyone. Go home, tell thy friends. Tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him. And all men did marvel. Now I'd like to look in Mark chapter 7. Quiero ir a Marcos capítulo 7. Mark chapter 7, verse 31. Marcos capítulo 7, versículo 31. Vamos a regresar a Decapolis otra vez. We're going to return to Decapolis here. It says, and again, departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came into the Sea of Galilee through the midst of the coasts of Decapolis. Y saliendo otra vez de la región de Tiro y de Sidón, vino al mar de Galilea a través de las costas de Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. Y le trajeron a uno que era sordo y tartamudo y le rogaron que pusiera su mano sobre él. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers into his ears and he spit and touched his tongue. Y tomándole aparte de la multitud metió sus dedos en las orejas de él y escupiendo tocó su lengua. And he looked up into heaven and sighed and saith unto him, Ephphatha, which is, be open. Y alzando los ojos al cielo gimió y le dijo, Ephphatha, que es, se abierto. And straightway his ears were open, the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. Y al instante sus oídos fueron abiertos, y fue suelta la atadura de su lengua, y hablaba bien. And he charged them that they should tell no man, but the more he charged them, so much the more, a great deal they published it. Y les mandó que no le dijesen a nadie, pero cuanto más les mandaba, tanto más y más lo divulgaban. And they were beyond measure astonished, saying, he hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Y se maravillaban en gran manera, diciendo, todo lo ha hecho bien. Hace a los sordos oír y a los mudos hablar. Amén. Yo quiero predicar acerca de esta frase aquí, todo lo ha hecho bien. I'd like to just focus right here on this one phrase, he hath done all things well. Praise God. En la primera historia, hermanos, lleguemos aquí a una historia de alguien que fue atado por demonios, poseído por demonios. We find somebody in the first story that was possessed by devils. Many people had tried to control him. Muchas personas habían tratado, hermanos, de domarlo, pero no podían domarlo, no podían domar a los demonios que estaban dentro de él, con grillos ni con cadenas. No podían domarlo. They could not control him. They could not bind him with chains. They could not bind him with fetters. They could not get him to sit still and to possess him and to calm him down. But he was continuously roaming about, screaming and crying and cutting himself with stones. Todo tiempo, siempre de día y de noche, andaba en los montes y en los sepulcros dando voces. Heriéndose con piedras. Pero hermanos, yo quiero decirles que esto no es el fin de la historia, ¿verdad? This is not the end of this story. Right. Praise God. But finally, somebody came along that met him, that saw him, that had power to set him free. Amén. Por fin, hermanos, alguien llegó a aquel lugar que no estaba tratando de calmarlo, no estaba tratando de encadenarlo por fuera, no estaba tratando de reformarlo o de adornarlo por fuera, hermanos. Él estaba tratando, él tenía el poder de remover la raíz del problema. He had the power to remove the root of the problem. Amen. Jesus Christ did not come to adorn him or to set him up or try to reform him. But Jesus Christ came to set him free and to remove the root of the problem.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Cuando él hubo liberado a él, whenever Christ had set him free, it strikes me that in verse 17 it says they began to pray him or beg him to depart out of their coasts. Versículo 17, después que él hubo liberado al endemoniado, dice, comenzaron a rogar que se fuera de sus contornos.
Para mí, ellos se parecen como estaban, como si estuvieran locos, hermanos. Él hubo liberado al endemoniado. Ellos querían tener puercos en lugar de alguien liberado. They wanted to have pigs instead of somebody that had been set free.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Sometimes we get to looking at things too much in different what would we change to really have people set free in this city?
All right.
¿Qué cambiaríamos, hermanos, para tener la libertad aquí en esta ciudad? Para tener algunos libres, liberados por el Señor. Amen. Praise God. They were not willing to have a sacrifice of a couple thousand pigs to have somebody set free. Ellos no querían sacrificar, hermanos, el costo, el precio de 2,000 puercos para obtener una alma liberada.
All right.
Praise God. But I think sometimes we are not as willing to even sacrifice something smaller than that.
That's right.
Pero a veces, hermanos, no estamos dispuestos para sacrificar menos que 2,000 puercos. No estamos dispuestos para sacrificar solamente el jamón que está en un sándwich. We're not even willing to sacrifice just a little slice of ham that's in a sandwich and fast for a meal. Y no estamos dispuestos para ayunar por un lunch, hermanos. Amen. Para obtener la libertad para alguien, to obtain liberty for somebody. Praise God. Amen. But I believe that here today, if we want to see a move of God and we want to see souls set free, we're going to have to fast to see it happen. Pero quiero decir, si queremos ver a almas liberadas, hermanos, de sus pecados, almas liberadas, de sus cadenas y de sus grillos, yo quiero decir que vamos a necesitar ayunar para obtener este poder. Praise God. They begged him that he would depart out of their coast. Ellos comenzaron a rogar que se fuera de sus contornos. En capítulo 7, la Biblia dice de que cuando Cristo regresó al mismo lugar, when Christ returned to the same place here in chapter 7, they brought him, somebody that was deaf and dumb. Ellos lo trajeron, hermanos, a alguien que era sordo y tartamudo. Le rogaron que pusiera su mano sobre él. En capítulo 5, ellos rogaron que él se fuera de sus contornos. En capítulo 7, ellos rogaron que él pusiera sus manos sobre un tartamudo y sordo. Chapter 5, they begged him to leave. Chapter 7, they begged him to put his hands upon somebody and heal him. ¿Qué pasó entre estos dos capítulos, hermanos? Leemos aquí en versículo 20 de capítulo 5. What happened in between these two chapters? We read here in chapter 5, verse 20, that the demon-possessed man, the man who had been set free, departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. Yéndose comenzó a publicar en Decapolis cuán grandes cosas Jesús había hecho con él, y todos se maravillaban. Amén. Aleluya. ¿Y qué pasó con la gente de Decapolis, con 10 ciudades, hermanos? Cambió la actitud de ellos. Ellos cambiaron su actitud. Y en lugar de rogar que él se fuera, ellos rogaron que él sanara a otros. Amen. They changed their attitude. Instead of begging him to leave, they wanted him to heal people. Praise God. Let me tell you here today, we need to focus on this. I want you to think about that phrase. He hath done all things well. Quiero que piensen, hermanos, de la frase. Todo lo ha hecho bien. Amén. Pueden pensar de esto, hermanos, porque el que era endemoniado nos muestra, hermanos, si pensamos que sí, llevemos esta frase a otros, a los perdidos, y hablamos de nuestro Señor, que es Jesucristo, y decimos a los perdidos, todo.
todo lo ha hecho bien.
Amen.
I believe here the demon-possessed man shows us that if we take this one little phrase to people that are not saved and we tell them he has done all things well, amen, there will be a change of attitude.
Puede ser, hermanos, un cambio de actitud.
¿Por qué?
Porque hemos mostrado la bondad de nuestro Señor Jesucristo a alguien más. Porque hemos mostrado
la grandeza de nuestro Señor a alguien más. Because we have shown there to be a change. Because we have shown the goodness of God to somebody else. Because we have shown the greatness of God to somebody else.
Hay algunos hermanos que siempre quieren chismear. And there's some people that want to gossip. That's all they want to do. Brother Marty, I wish if some people would gossip, I wish they'd gossip about good things. Si quieren chismear, hermanos, yo quiero que chismeen de cosas buenas. Las cosas del Señor. Amen. I just got to read there in Obadiah chapter 1 and verse 1. It says, the rumor from the Lord. And it don't really mean what we use it for, a rumor in English, a message from the Lord or something like that. But I think God was gossiping, spreading some good gossip right there. Praise God. You shall possess your possessions. That's what he says in verse 17.
Amen.
Amen. And Obadiah. Is that right? Obadiah, capítulo 1. Solamente hay un capítulo, hermanos. Versículo 1. Dice en inglés que Obadiah estaba diciendo un chisme del Señor. Y cuando yo leo esto, yo pienso, creo que en verdad es solamente un mensaje del Señor o algo, por eso usó esta palabra en inglés. Yo pienso, el Señor estaba chismeando cosas buenas.
Amén.
Amén. Porque en versículo 17 dice, poseerán vuestras posesiones. Aleluya. Amén. Una restauración de lo que ellos hubieron perdido. Praise God. But I want us to think about this here tonight because I'm wanting us to focus on this. What has the Lord done good for you?
Amen.
¿Qué ha hecho el Señor por ustedes? ¿Ha hecho las cosas buenas? ¿Pueden ver la bondad del Señor a través de sus vidas esta noche? Can you see the goodness of God through your life? Amen.
Can you see the goodness of God? The way his hand upon your life here today. Can you see where he has guided you and kept you and loved you and helped you along?
Yo veo ahí en Génesis capítulo 1. I look there in Genesis chapter 1. And it says there in verse 10, en versículo 10 dice, llamó Dios a lo seco tierra, y a la reunión de las aguas llamó mares, y vio Dios que era malo o bueno. Bueno. Amén. God called the dry land earth, and he called, gathered together of the waters. He called seas, and God saw that it was good or bad. Which one?
Good.
Hallelujah. And verse 12, versículo 12. Produjo la tierra hierba verde, hierba que da semilla según su naturaleza, y árbol que da fruto, cuya semilla está en él según su género, y vio Dios que era bueno. The earth brought forth grass and herb, yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 18, versículo 18. God made the greater light to rule over the day and over the night. Anyway, I'll just read the verse. And rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness, and God saw that it was good. Y para señorear en el día y en la noche, para apartar la luz y las tinieblas, y vio Dios que era bueno. Amen. Versículo 21. Verse 21. God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and after and every winged fowl after his kind. God saw that it was good. Y creó Dios las grandes ballenas y toda criatura que se mueve y tiene vida, y la que las aguas produjeron según su género, de toda ave alada según su género. Y vio Dios que era bueno. Amén. Versículo 25, verse 25. God made the beast of the earth after his kind, the cattle after his kind, everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and God saw that it was good. Versículo 25, e hizo Dios animales de toda la tierra según su género, y ganado según su género, y todo animal que se arrastra sobre la tierra según su género, y vio Dios que era bueno. Amén. Aleluya. Yo creo que Dios crea cosas buenas. I believe that God creates good things. I don't believe God creates bad things. I believe he creates good things. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it tells us that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. That means a creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen. Segundo de Corintios, capítulo 5, versículo 17, dice, todas las cosas, si alguien está en Cristo, nueva criatura es. Todas las cosas viejas pasaron, todas son hechas nuevas. Aleluya. Praise God. I think we can change that and say all things have become made good also in the Christian. Praise God. Creo que podemos decir que Dios nos ha creado buenos de vuelta, hermano. Aleluya. Quiero decirles ahora que el Señor crea en nosotros cosas buenas. Amen. God has created in us good things. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10, it says that we are his creation.
Glory.
We are created unto good works. Amen. Good thing. We are created in a good way, but we are going to have good things come out of us.
All right.
Amen. La Biblia dice en Efesios capítulo 2, versículo 10, que somos hechura suya, creados en Cristo Jesús para buenas obras. Amén. Somos hechos buenos, pero de nosotros va a salir cosas buenas. Aleluya. Gracias al Señor. Amén.
I tell you here today, I want you just to think about that phrase. He hath done all things well.
Quiero que piensen, hermanos, de esta frase. Todo lo ha hecho bien. Y piensen de sus vidas esta noche, porque todo lo ha hecho bien. Amen. Why don't you just think about your life here today and just say, the Lord has done all things well.
Praise God. Let's go to Psalm chapter 136. Véanse, hermanos, a Salmo 136.
Psalm 136. Salmo 136.
Yo quiero que aprendan, memoricen la mitad de 26 versículos. I'd like for you to memorize half of 26 verses. I'm going to read, this is a choral chapter. Es un capítulo, hermanos, un salmo coral. It'll be coral, coro, de coros. Que el sacerdote decía la primera parte, luego la congregación le respondía la segunda parte. The priest would read, say the first part, and then the congregation would respond the second part. So I want to say the first part, and I want you to respond to me. I'll be the priest, you be the congregation. And you guys respond to me, for his mercy endureth forever.
Normalmente hacemos esto en español, hermanos, pero voy a leerlo en inglés esta vez, pero ustedes pueden seguir con nosotros.
I believe you can follow us here today. We usually do it in Spanish only, but tonight I believe we can do it in English. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
For his mercy endureth forever.
Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods.
For his mercy endureth forever.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord of Lords.
For his mercy endureth forever.
To him who alone doeth great wonders.
For his mercy endureth endureth forever.
To him that by wisdom made the heavens.
For his mercy endureth forever.
To him that stretched out the earth above the waters.
For his mercy endureth forever.
To him that made great lights.
For his mercy endureth forever.
The sun to rule by day.
For his mercy endureth forever.
The moon and stars to rule by night.
For his mercy endureth forever.
To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn.
For his mercy endureth forever.
And brought out Israel from among them.
For his mercy endureth forever.
With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm.
For his mercy endureth forever.
To him which divideth the Red Sea into parts.
For his mercy endureth forever.
And made Israel to pass through the midst of it.
For his mercy endureth forever.
But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea.
For his mercy endureth forever.
To him which led his people through the wilderness.
For his mercy endureth forever.
To him which smote great kings.
For his mercy endureth forever.
And slew famous kings.
For his mercy endureth forever.
Sihon, king of the Amorites.
For his mercy endureth forever.
And Og, the king of Bashan.
For his mercy endureth forever.
And gave their land for an heritage.
For his mercy endureth forever.
Even an heritage unto Israel his servant.
For his mercy endureth forever.
Who remembereth us in our low estate.
For his mercy endureth forever.
And hath redeemed us from our enemies.
For his mercy endureth forever.
Who giveth food to all flesh.
For his mercy endureth forever.
O give thanks unto the God of heaven.
For his mercy endureth forever.
Amen. En los primeros tres versículos, hermanos, él estaba enfatizando los atributos del Señor. Amen. In the first three verses, he emphasized the attributes of God. And he said, his mercy endureth forever. Y dijo, para siempre es, porque para siempre es su misericordia. En los siguientes los versículos 4 al 8, enfatizó la creación y dijo, porque para siempre es su misericordia. Yo veo la misericordia del Señor a través de la creación. In the verses 4 through 8, he emphasizes creation, or 4 through 9, showing us that he was saying, I see the mercy of God throughout creation. Verses 10 through 16, versículos 10 al 16, él estaba enfatizando cuando Dios los liberó de Egipto. God, he was emphasizing there when God liberated them from Egypt, and he was saying, in this story, I see the mercy of God. Y dijo, a través de la historia del cautiverio de Egipto, de la liberación de Egipto, yo veo la misericordia del Señor. And then he talks about here, verses 17 through 20, about the liberation from the Canaanite kings, the victory over the Canaanite kings. Y luego, versículos 17 al 20 habla de la victoria sobre los reyes cananeos. Amén. Y luego la heredad que él dio a ellos. Y en versículo 25 dice, él da mantenimiento a toda carne. Esto habla para todos, hermano. And then in verse 25 it says, he gives food to all flesh. That's talking about everybody and all things. Praise God. And then he says, give thanks unto the God of heaven for his mercy endureth forever. Luego alabada a Dios de los Dioses, porque para siempre es su misericordia. Quiero decirles ahora que es como el salmista estaba diciendo. Yo veo a través de toda la historia de Israel la misericordia del Señor. It was as if he was saying, I see throughout all of Israel's history the mercy of God. Amen. Yo quiero decirles ahora que yo creo que podemos escribir más versículos. I believe we can write a few more verses here tonight. I mean, we can say, yo puedo ver a través de que cuando Cristo me salvó, porque para siempre es misericordia. And I believe we can say, I remember when Christ saved me, for his mercy endureth forever. Amen. I mean, I remember when God healed me, for his mercy endureth forever. Yo recuerdo cuando el Señor me salvó, porque para siempre es su misericordia. I remember when God bent my knee. Yo recuerdo cuando el Señor escuchó mi oración, porque para siempre es su misericordia. Aleluya, yo recuerdo cuando el Señor me dio dinero, cuando yo tenía necesidad de dinero, porque para siempre es su misericordia. I remember when God supplied me, financial me. Oh, for his mercy is done forever. Amen. I believe that God is taking care of me right now. Okay. For his mercy is done forever. Yo creo que el Señor está cuidándome ahora, porque para siempre es su misericordia.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Gloria, Señor. Gloria.
Pueden decir esta noche, todo lo ha hecho bien. Amen. Can you say here tonight, he has done all things well?
Have you seen evidence that he is doing things well? Han visto la evidencia, hermanos, que él está haciendo cosas buenas. Que él está haciendo todas las cosas bien, hermanos.
Aleluya.
Aleluya. Han sentido, hermanos, la presencia del Señor mientras que han estado durante de pruebas y diferentes cosas durante de la prueba. Han sentido la presencia del Señor con ustedes.
Amen. Have you felt him in the middle of the storm?
Have you felt him in the middle of the trial? And you can say he has done all things well. Y puedes decir todo lo ha hecho bien.
Amen.
I remember Sister Allender, right before she was about to have her open heart surgery, she said she felt the presence
of Jesus Christ come into that room.
Amen. Hallelujah.
She did not see him, but she felt him.
Hermana Carol Allender, ella dijo cuando ella estaba al punto de tener su cirugía de corazón abierto, ella dijo que ella sintió la presencia de Jesucristo, que él entró el cuarto con ella.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Todo lo ha hecho bien. He has done all things well. Amen. Have you known that he has been working and play his hand has been upon your life all along? Han conocido, hermanos, que su mano ha estado encima de usted sobre ustedes a través de toda su vida. Aleluya. Todo lo ha hecho bien. I believe we can say here tonight, he has done all things well.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen. Hey, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I praise you, God. I thank you, Lord. Que se pongan de pie, hermanos. Let's all stand. Que levanten las manos, hermanos. Demos gracias al Señor esta noche. Let's raise our hands and give him praise here tonight. Lord, I thank you, God, for all the good things you've done for me, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I praise you, God. I worship you tonight, Jesus.
Endure it forever. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I praise you, God. Jesus.
Lord,
you've done all things well. Todo lo ha hecho bien, Señor. Todo lo has hecho bien, Señor. Aleluya. Gracias, Señor.
Hallelujah.
Yo veo tu misericordia a través de las pruebas, a través de las tormentas, a través de las bendiciones, a través de la de los tiempos que has sufrido mi necesidad.
Time of entering into his presence here tonight. Thank you, Jesus.